is BBC Radio Ulster.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. I'm Emily Thomas. The Pomeroy priest who showed indecent images at a public meeting is to take sabbatical leave. Father Martin McVeigh has been under investigation since the end of March. In a statement read out to parishioners this morning, he said he was not responsible for the presence of the images. He also said that he destroyed the memory stick on the night of the meeting. Speaking on Inside Politics, the commentator Fionnuala O'Connor says it's been a difficult situation for the church.
It's the worst of all possible worlds for them, I'd have thought. In the end, this priest has gone. He's neither been cleared nor declared to have committed any crime, which the police apparently say he didn't do. Unsatisfactory ending to it, I think, all round.
The First Minister, Peter Robinson, has described the planned new peace-building centre on the site of the former Mays Jail as a potential mecca for tourists. Interviewed for BBC Radio Ulster's Inside Politics, Mr. Robinson was asked what benefits there might be for ordinary people here in the growing interest in conflict resolution. The First Minister pointed to the opportunities provided by the Mays.
The Mays Longcash site not only will have that new facility, which is going to be built and will cost about £20 million, but it's going to be a mecca for tourists. There's going to be business in there. There's going to be great opportunity for people. The Royal Ulster Agricultural Society is moving in there. It's going to be a really exciting development.
The Pakistani Taliban has said it beheaded a British aid worker who was kidnapped 4 months ago. Khalil Dale had been working for the International Red Cross for nearly a year, trying to improve local health services. Reporting from Islamabad, Aleem Makbul.
For nearly 4 months, there had been little word on the whereabouts and condition of 60-year-old Khalil Dale, who was from Scotland. In January, he was kidnapped in what's supposed to be the secure zone of Quetta. It was on the city's outskirts that his body's now been found. He'd been one of the few foreign aid workers in an area with acute security problems. British Foreign Secretary William Hague has talked of his killing being a cruel and senseless act.
Some travel news now, and police say the Downpatrick Road in Ballinahinch has been closed at its junction with the Drummoness Road because of an accident. Emergency services are at the scene and drivers have been asked to avoid the area. The weather forecast now with Cecilia Daly.
The last of the sunshine will fade as clouds gather from the east and rain will soon follow to reach all parts at some stage tonight. Some heavy rain for a time in the east, although most of it will clear before morning, and remaining windy with gusts to gale force in eastern areas, though no frost. Tomorrow will start rather cloudy but should brighten with some sunshine. A few showers but many places dry with highs of around 14 degrees.
BBC News.